Pasuk that we'll learn today is Pasuk Chaf Hei in the Sira. So past the midway point, 25 of 43 Pesukim. There's a special meaning for our family. When I was in 8th grade, I asked my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, for a project I was involved in, to tell me the Pasuk in the Chumash that he thought would have best distilled his experience during the Shoah. And he quoted it without hesitating. He said, Michutz teshakel cherev, so I'll come back at the end over many years what I think that he meant, but first we'll do it through the prism of Targum and Rashi, who has three deos on this pasuk. So the question exactly is, what is the province of Mechadarim Ema? What is that reference? Obviously Bichus Teshakel Cherev. So do we look at Mechadarim Ema as a consequence, as a totzah of that, or as a different phenomenon? So the Targum says the following: Mi bara Bichus Titkel Charba Teshakel Cherev. Umi Tavanaya, that root is Asun, to come in. So in the inner spaces, Chargas Mosa. So Chargas Mosa, Chargas is like Cherdas, trembling, of Mosa, of Dever. In other words, it's a separate phenomenon, that outdoors there's a sword, but indoor there's a magefa, there's a plague. So there's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to hide. There's this sense of being completely besieged. Af umehon, af umasehon, gam bachor, gam besula, gan kehon, im sabehon. It impacts everybody. Let's go over to Rashi. So Rashi notes the view of Onkelos. He says, this is the second view. Mechadarim ema bevayesia emas dever kmo shenemar ki ala maves vechaloneinu v'chein tirgum unklus. But before that, Rashi has a daya, and after that he has a daya. So let's put it all together. The first day in Rashi is kshaboreach v'nimar min acherev chadre levavo mechadarim ema dekufin olav machmas ema v'humeis v'holech ba. The person will have myocardial infarction, a cardiac arrest, based on the outright terror of what is going on outside. Okay, so in other words, Chadarim Ema is a totsa'ah of Bichutz Teshakel Cherev, not a separate phenomenon like Targum Opus. What's the third day in Rashi? Dvar Acher Bichutz Teshakel Cherev al Masha Asu Bichutzos Shenes Nemar Mispar Chutzos Yerushalayim Samtem Bisbechos Levoshes Abunazara Mechadarim Ema Al Masha Asu Bechadre Chadarim Shnemar Sher Zikne Beis Yisrael Ozi Bechoshech It Bechadre Maskiso. Okay, so that the Midah Kedeket Midah is that the fact that there's punishments on the outside Mechutz Teshakel Cherev Umechadarim Ema, presumably following the second day here, that there's Chargas Mosa, there's the Pachad of Dever, Cherda of Dever, is because of the Chatoev that are both Goloi and Mefursam. Talked about this in the Rambam Chabur a little bit this morning. Ve'al Elu She'enan Mefursamos. So what we have here is basically two different conceptions. One of them is that the Cherev causes a terrible Ema, which itself then becomes a trauma. We can relate to that very deeply. There's something going on in society, and that leads to secondary problems and tertiary problems of emotional health and psychological health and even physical health in terms of, you know, hakafot leiv, as Rashi describes them. And then also that second view, where these really are two different phenomena. Bichutz teshakel cherev, but there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. So what did my grandfather mean? So over the many, many, many years, basically on an annual basis when we read the Shira, so I do contemplate this question. And I think that there are really two aspects that are very important, I think, about what my grandfather is trying to teach me. One of them was that there was a sense in the Shoah that there was nowhere to go. I don't just mean nowhere to go, you couldn't come to the United States, the quotas, but there was no escape. There was no manos. It was all over. It was michutz and mechadarim. That's number one. Number two, gam bachor gam besula yoneki viseva. Minhago shel olam is that when a person feels that they are at a loss, they turn towards those who they look up to. That's what we had earlier in the Shira. That they'll direct you. But in that experience, nobody could give any direction. It was something that everybody was experiencing for the first time. The people that would have anchored the community, they didn't have any unique answers. And here too, I think that this is something that we can relate to in a unique way. Hopefully we are comforted by our teachers and parents to a certain extent, but everybody here is intelligent enough to know that nobody's experienced anything like this in recent memory. So we can say what we want to say, but the reality is we're all going through this together. Gam bachur, gam besula, yonek im ish seva. It impacts across the board. The only thing to say in this context is what the Shira goes on to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim and nechama about any ra'a asher diber lasos le'amo, that Hashem will turn in rachamim towards the Jewish people, as we'll focus on, God willing, in our study of Hazinu this coming week.